Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Re-entering into some of our campuses. So make sure you go to faithchurch.com, go to the homepage and see what's happening at the campuses, what time are services, and make sure you invite a friend as we re-enter. But again, thinking about re-entering, not only do we need to remember, man, is this the last days? And we heard what Pastor David said last week, but we have to make sure we're strong coming back into this thing. And if we think about it, are we really coming back? We never left. The church wasn't what we were between the four walls. The church is who we are in our day-to-day lives. You know, I love in Proverbs 4:23, it says, above all else, guard your heart. For everything we do or you do flows from it. Or in John 15:11, it says, I told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. So if we know everything's flowing from our heart, if we know our joy is supposed to overflow, what does that tell us about us? You know, something I think that I've learned about myself during quarantine, and maybe you have as well, is that I have control over my emotions. Yeah, well, lots of people right now are maybe walking in fear, distrust, frustration. Maybe you have a little bit of anger. We're all going through a few different types of emotions. And I think if we have to say it, we have been allowing others to hold the leash to lead our emotions. They tell us what to do, how to feel. We have been allowing others. We got to cut off that leash. You know, we've been trained to know emotions even through music. You know, maybe you can name this song in the comments. And here's the lyrics. It says, in the words of a broken heart, it's just emotion that's taking me over. Tied up in sorrow, lost in my soul. Come on, if you know that, who that is, comment it right there. Or as the Reverend Justin Bieber once said, trying to bite my tongue, but I can't take it. I got whiplash from turning my head. If somewhere else to go, no, I can't make it. I'd rather take my chance with you instead. Do you second that emotion? Emotion. We all have emotions going on in our life. Or as the prophet Drake said once, I'm in my feelings. You got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with you. And we're being real. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? I'm talking about emotions. And many of us, we have emotions, right? Or do we have emojitions? And I'll tell you what that means in a second. But many of us have had these feelings. One, we've maybe felt happy. Or you've maybe felt sad. Maybe you felt confused, like, wait, what? Or, I love this one. This is one I like to say to my wife. Cha-cha, hard eyes, hey, babe. Or maybe you're tired. Maybe this is how I'm frustrated. That's how quarantine has you. Or the last one, love this. I'm just flat mad. But isn't it wild how we can send something, maybe to a friend via text? Hey, you know what? Hey, they send something, you send them back. But it shows way more emotion than we can actually have. Like, have you ever sent the crying laughing? I might be laughing, but am I really crying laughing? I think if I'm honest, I probably only cried laughing maybe three, four, a handful of times in life. But we get emotional or emoji-tional. We get emoji-tional right here. Pronounce it out. Have we ever felt that way? Where maybe we feel a way and our face says something different. Maybe our face says something that we're not feeling. But here's what the dictionary says about emotional. Pertaining to or involving emotion or emotions. Subject to, easily or affected by. Affected, determined by emotion rather than reason. Right now in quarantine, are we feeling that our mind and our thoughts are being driven more by emotions than actual reasons, than what we know we should be relying on? Are we looking at the news instead of God's word? Isn't it crazy how Costco can meet with hundreds of people, but we can't as the church? I'm just saying there's some crazy things, but how do we get emotionally strong in this season? Because if we're not emotionally strong, we'll be emotionally exhausted, emotionally affected, emotionally hurt, emotionally strong, emotionally stable, maybe emotionally unstable. And I think through all that, we would just agree, an emotional decision is often a wrong decision. An emotional decision is often a wrong decision. Well, yeah. Have you ever made a decision and you went back and you're like, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that? I think we've all been there. If you're taking notes, I want you to write. I want to give you a few scriptures. In Philippians 4, 6 through 7, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, talking about emotion, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts. I want you to underline that, or if you're not writing any note, I want you to write that. It will guard your hearts. We're going to come back to that in a little bit. And your minds in Christ Jesus. Or Ecclesiastes. Maybe you're like, man, I don't like my emotions. Why do I have to have, what's I supposed to? Well, the Bible says here in Ecclesiastes 3, 4, there's a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. Come on, where are my dancers at? Give me that dance emoji. Or in Ephesians 4, 26 through 27, it says, be angry, do not sin, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Man, I just sometimes feel anger. Is that bad? No, it says here that we have that emotion, but we can't let the sun go down on it. We can't go to bed without dealing with it. And then in Romans 12, 15, one of my favorite scriptures, says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those that weep. So emotions are good. But isn't it funny how we've taken emotional conversations or just conversations in general and we've made them emoji convos? Like here's one. Anybody know this? Now, this is a story of all about how my life got twisted upside down. Now, I'd like to take a minute and just sit right there and I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. It's wild how you can have a whole conversation with emojis, but that's where we're at. But conversations can look a little different. My wife says something and maybe this is what I send her back. I give her, hey, I am, what is this? Running late. Maybe, you know, someone else sends you another one and you're like, man, what are you trying to say to me? Crybaby. Oh, you're telling me I'm a crybaby. We're talking that we can text someone a feeling, but then expect them also to feel the same feeling we gave them. Here's another one. Here's my favorite. Many of you will probably like this. Is it's party time. Who likes to party? P-A-R-T-Y. It is party time. But so many times, it's different of what we send. Now, what I send my wife, again, I probably send her some hearty eyes. Woo, girl, I love you. But somebody else, maybe one of my friends, I'm going to send more of a fist bump. Why? Because there's a difference in the emotion behind this emoji that we're sending. You know, I think a lot of times when we're in our emotions, it can become kind of a domino effect. One thing leads to another. Emotions lead to attitude, which lead to actions. It starts in here, really up here, in here, and then flows out from there. It's from the inside out. Our thoughts then become our feelings, which are really then turning and churning our emotions, which then become our behaviors. So from our emotions flow our behaviors. Or we could say it like this, our emotions drive our behaviors. Can you believe that today? Today, our emotions can all be determined by the thoughts into our heart, into our mind, into our soul that come out of our mouth. So let's talk about this, is how do we become emotionally strong or emotionally strong and why we must learn to manage our emotions. You know, it says this in Romans. It says, to be controlled by human nature results in death. Ah, nobody wants that. But to be controlled by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, that's a capital S, it results in life and peace. Come on, I want you to give me one of those hands up emojis or can I get an amen? I think they're going to back me up. Amen. Oh, thank you, TV. Can I get an amen on this? Because I always preach better when I get some crowd participation. So come on, hit up the chats. Let me know. Say, preach it. That's good. Say, I'm taking notes. Say, look at his hair. I don't know. Whatever you want to do, give me something. Interact with me today. But we want to see our results in life and peace. But it says that those who obey their human nature cannot please God. So here in a second, they're going to put an emoji up that I think all of us, if we're honest, this is where we're at right now. Again, back to earlier, it's wild how I see Costco and big box stores and just really stores in general. Went to Dairy Queen the other day and we went to get ice cream. There's 12, 15 people in there. Small store, but yet the church can't worship, can't gather. In California County, I saw online, many probably saw this, that they even banned worship and worshiping online, not even wind instruments. This is the greatest part, is they wouldn't even it set in there, not even a harmonica. Let's be honest. I can't remember the last time we worshiped with a harmonica. But the thing you and I have to remember is our faith is not in this mask. Please hear me yelling today. Our faith is not in this mask. Our faith is in our God. Come on, I want you to comment that. Our faith is in our God, because the weapon may be formed, but my God says, our God says it will not prosper. So I want to give you a few things today. Over the next maybe 15, 20 minutes, I want to give you a few things that we can do to really prepare for re-entry, to be emotionally strong as we go into this, not looking backwards, but looking forwards. Let's learn to manage these emotions. So the first thing is this, if you're taking notes, is guard your heart. It says in the Bible, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. You know, he could have said anything, but why is the heart the most important? He could have said, guard your body, guard your money, guard your family, guard sports. No, but why did he say guard your heart? But even though he says guard your heart, why is that not typically what we do? Instead, we say we don't above all else guard our hearts. We guard all else above our hearts. I want to say it again. We don't above all else guard our hearts. We guard all else but above our hearts. So what does that mean? When we go outside, you know, I like to go into the sun. I put SPF on my body. I'll do it on my skin. Pastor Morgan's like, hey, what SPF do you? I'm like, SPF 5, 10. She's like, you're still going to get burnt. You need to put something stronger on, because we care about taking care of our body. But why do we go out with SPF 35 for our skin, but SPF nothing for our soul? We don't cover our heart. We allow people to come at us. Or think about it this way. I love food. But I'll count the carbs of what I eat. I'll count it and see what's going into my body that will affect my body. But yet I'll allow frustration and anger to get into my heart. I don't count it. I don't track it. But out of nowhere, I start to get, where's that mad emoji? One more time. I get mad. Why? Because I'm not guarding my heart. Have you been there? Are you like me and you say, man, I'm just frustrated. I'm fed up. I can't do this anymore. And that's because we have to guard our heart. We can't go into the world uncovered. We got to make sure we're really watching what matters. And in Proverbs, it says this. It says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my word. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Verse 23, above all else, all else, guard your heart. Guard your heart, for everything flows from it. Another version says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. So how many things did it say flow from the heart? Some things. One thing. You know, thing one and thing two from Dr. Seuss? No. Everything flows from the heart. I want to say this. I think that our mood is a choice. But your joy, our joy is our job. Because no one but us is responsible for our heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the scripture says, the mouth speaks. So what are we putting into our heart? What are we doing right now to prepare for re-entry when we take the mask off? Or maybe no, they say we still have to wear a mask and we go into the shopping centers and back into church. And it's crazy right now. People are actually mask shaming people. The other day I was walking into a store, thought it didn't say you had a mask. I took the mask off and some lady said, sir, take that mask off. You don't have a mask on. Put a mask on. I can't believe it. It's like, starts yelling at me. And I was like, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm talking about that's the society we're living in. People's emotional levels are so high right now that they're even doing things that normally we wouldn't do. So eventually, we have to take our emotions and say, you know what? I'm going to take control of this. And by the grace of God, I can't do it on my own, but with God, I can do this thing. Because in Proverbs 21:2, it says this, all deeds are right in the sight of the Lord, or right of the doer, but the Lord weighs the heart. If it's the heart and the mouth speaks, then what about the mouth? Proverbs 10:11 says, the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Do you hear yourself leaking right now? What's out of your mouth? Well, how do I judge, Pastor Austin, if I've guarded my heart? If you hear nothing but bad things, if you hear nothing but what the news is saying, then we need to make sure we're putting God's word in our heart. We say, you know what? I'm not going to let that seed of fear get in my heart. I'm going to walk in faith. I'm not going to walk in anger. I'm going to walk in happiness because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I'm going to walk around strong because my heart is guarded. And the second thing we can do is this. Emotions and feelings are often unreliable. Well, our gut is often wrong, if you're like me. Our intuition is often flawed. Our emotion often lead us down a blind alley. Can you imagine walking blindly? But it's like, man, they're unreliable. Man, what are we doing? We have to say, our emotions and feelings, they're just unreliable. But Proverbs 14:12 says this, there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. Ah, that's not what I want. You know, the other day we were on our couch and I was putting my sermon together, and Ashton's dog Chanel jumped up on the pillow, but our dog Enzo, who's a little bit bigger, is next to me trying to get my attention. So Chanel starts like, hey, look, I'm up here with him. You're right there. And then next thing I know, I'm working it on my sermon and all I hear is, I'm like, what is this sound? It's like almost like a hiss, but a growl at the same time. And it's Chanel. And I see Enzo. It catches his attention. So he gets in her face. And again, she's smaller. He's bigger. How is it that sometimes when we're in our emotions, we don't size the thing up just right? We're not thinking with reason, as we heard earlier, right? The definition of emotions, of emotional. We're not thinking with reasons. We're thinking with our feelings. So all of a sudden, Enzo and Chanel start getting in. Chanel just starts, it turns in that from a to a, and she bites towards him. And Enzo starts going, showing his teeth because he's like, yo, I'm bigger than you. All of a sudden, Chanel goes and bites him. And Enzo just goes, right on the back of her neck. And she all of a sudden starts, ran off. Why? Because she was getting emotional. But her emotional decision led to an emotional result. Have we ever done that? Have you ever done it? I know I have. We do something that we wish we could take back. Is if we would have known the outcome, I would have done it differently, or maybe not done it at all. But we don't have to accept everything we feel, because not everything we feel is right or authentic. And sometimes it will lead us in the right direction, but not always. So we have to make sure, are we taking control over our emotions and our feelings? And speaking of control, third point is this. We either have to control or be controlled. You know, it's crazy. If you ever played a video game, you can control it. I don't want to be controlled. I want to take control. I want to grab it. Okay, if I want to lift these weights up, I want to put them down. I want to take control over my life. I want to encourage you to do that today. Take control over your emotions, because if we don't control our emotions, they will control us. And if we will be manipulated by our moods, have you ever walked out of the house and been like, I don't know why today is just not a good day, but everybody else looks happy? Why? Because we didn't take control. You know, I've heard that attitude is a decision. Are we taking and making it a decision today to say, I'm taking control. I'm taking control of my life. I'm taking control of my thoughts. I'm taking control of my emotions. Because like we talked about at the beginning, it starts here. Thought to feeling emotion, and then it drives our behavior. It'd be opposite. If you don't like the behavior you have, then let's go back to why. Is it our emotions? Is it our feelings? Let's go back then even one more step. Is it our thoughts? So today, if we really look at the root, what are our thoughts? What are we thinking that's even residing even deeper into our hearts that's controlling our emotions? You know, Pastor Phil in our St. Louis campus, man, he's amazing. He's one of our directional leadership team members. He's our executive team, brilliant communicator and leader. But his wife, Victoria, man, I love it. One time we were with their two boys, and they were younger. They're still young, but they were way younger. And they were just doing something. And basically Victoria said, hey, you can't do that. And PJ just, well, I don't know. I don't know if I like that. And she said, hey, don't do that. Hey, you. And all of a sudden out of nowhere, first time I've ever heard that, she said, PJ, fix your face. I want to encourage some of you today. We got to fix our face. It was funny how out of nowhere, as soon as she said that, he went from this to, because every parent knows what that really meant. Like, you better fix it. I'll fix it for you. Come on now. But we got to take control. Take control. So, come on, say that with me. Say, take control. Because again, we don't want to be controlled. We want to take control. And if we're always guided by our feelings, other people will take advantage of us. You know, worst of all, actually, negative emotions are the enemy's favorite tool in the tool shed. He'll use that. He'll grow that. He'll take on the fear, the resentment, the worry. Do you feel that right now? That's the enemy taking advantage of our emotional state. And he'll just do nothing but wreak havoc in our lives out of nowhere. Why did that person start saying bad things about a thing he used to say or she used to say was such a good thing? Why does that person now hate the job that they once loved? Why does that person no longer love the person that they're married to that at one time they said, man, this is my soulmate? It goes back to thoughts, which go to emotions, which then drive our actions. It drives our behavior. You know, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. It leads me to our next point, is God can't rule our lives if emotions rule our lives. Like, God can't rule our lives. He can say, forsake not the assemblies, gather however we can, but if our emotions are a mess, have you ever walked into church? I remember there was a time I was in college, I walked in, and man, I was not in the state to receive, and then afterwards, everybody's like, man, that was incredible, and I'm like, was it? Did I miss something? Why? Because my emotional state didn't allow me to really receive, because my emotions were driving me. Or if you want to look at it like this, if we make our decision based on how we feel, then we've made our feelings God. And then God can't be the God of our life. You know, Pastor Morgan always jokes with me because I tend to be pretty serious. I like to have fun, but typically when I'm sitting there, she says, you have this thing and it's called a resting face. And so, you know, it's funny because I'm like, what? I felt like I was smiling. And then she'll get behind the camera and she'll go, and then I won't see it. And then she'll get back there again and go, and she's telling me to smile more. On the inside, I'm happy, but on the outside, it's not showing. We have to make sure that not only are we happy and emoji, emotionally strong on the inside, but that we're showing it on the outside. It really goes back to guarding our heart. If that joy is in our heart, that joy will be exuded. But maybe you're like me today and you think you are, but maybe you're not. We gotta fix our face like Victoria said, but also we have to have the right people in our corner to help us. You know, you can come to God, you can give your life to Christ, and later in this message, we'll give you an opportunity to. Maybe you've never have before. But at the same time, you can be saved, but the right people in your corner will help keep you saved. I want to encourage you today. Who do you have that tells you, hey, you shouldn't have said that? Hey, maybe that emotion, hey, maybe it wasn't that bad. Maybe it's just something else. It wasn't the thing. It was another thing. Who do you have in your corner? Are you in a small group? You know, we have small groups here. We call them connect groups. That's where, as iron sharpens iron, one sharpens another. Or in James 5:16, it talks about there's actually healing in a conversation, that we can find out that we don't have to go through life alone, that we're not the only ones having these emotions, that have these feelings, that have these thoughts that have driven a behavior. Let's take two steps back and say, you know what? I need community. So today, if you're like, man, I need to learn more about small groups, go to faithchurch.com. Make sure you jump in. We'll find out when the next session starts. But whatever you do, don't allow a reason to keep you back from having community. You know, we're going to be re-entering in St. Louis. And again, you can go to faithchurch.com, but June 6th and 7th. But I'm excited for that as our church. But at the same time, in Florida, they're like still under phasing and trying to figure out all this stuff out. The schools are closed for the summer, so we're still trying to figure it out for our campuses here. But what I love is that we're a church that doesn't just say, hey, it's about a building. No, it's about us. We can still have worship parties in our homes in the north, south, east, and west since we're so regional. Or you know what? We can continue just to lean in from where we're at like you are right now. Say, you know what? If I lean in, give God my best, give him my attention, get rid of all the distractions. My kids are over here watching and being a part of Faith Kids, their curriculum, so that they can learn. What are we doing? We're taking control, like we talked about, of our minds, of our emotions, because it starts with what gets into our head, which gets into our heart, which then becomes our behavior. So right now, your kids, if they're not at Faith Kids, they need to be. Hey, if you're not planning to join us the 6th and 7th, now obviously with all the social distancing, we're going to figure out the service times, but make sure, that's why you got to go to the website. Things could change. Things could improve. But we're talking about making sure we're putting God first, because God cannot rule our lives if emotions rule our lives. And Romans 8:6, it says, and we talked about it at the top of the message. To be controlled by human nature results in death. We don't want that. But to be controlled by the Spirit results in life and peace. Have you seen how from the beginning to now, we're starting to unpack that a little more? Like, the Holy Spirit results in life and peace. I want more of the Holy Spirit. I want more of God's word in my life. And if you do too, say that. Say, I want more. Come on. Can I get an amen on this Memorial Day weekend that if we just obey God and not the human nature, that God will lead us and guide us in the way we should go? That's what he said in his word. He said that whatever we ask in prayer, that it would be ours, but we first have to make him ruler over our lives, not our emotions. Because when we put him first in every area, when we have the right community, man, God can do some amazing, amazing things, especially as we prepare to re-enter. You know, the next point I have is this, is we all want to succeed. I think we all want to. You know, if you study, studies have shown that your IQ isn't the most important thing to your success. You know, think about how many people who have ruined maybe a reputation, a relationship based off something said in anger, in frustration. Maybe they missed like a job opportunity because of, you know, maybe self-lack. They slept in, didn't set an alarm. But it's wild. The Bible says this in Proverbs 5:23. People get lost and die because of their foolishness and lack of self-control. Again, it's because they're not taking control of their thoughts. What was the first point we gave? They're not guarding their heart. So then there's just behavior that's uncontrolled. And when you give your heart to Jesus, and again, here in a minute, I'm going to lead you through a prayer. And I want to encourage you, if you've never said this prayer before, if you've never made Jesus your Lord and Savior, I want to encourage you to do it at the end of this sermon. But that commitment includes your emotions, not just your heart, but your emotions. So when you say, I give my heart to Jesus, you give your emotions to him to be managed by him as well. Jesus wants to be the Lord of your life, but he also wants to be the Lord of the way you think, the way you process, and the way you move forth. He wants to be the Lord of every bit of your life. He wants to say, put me first, and you will have all of these things that come to you. Pastor David always says, the bling bling, the ching ching, all those things will be added unto you. You know, in 1 Peter 4:2, it says, from now on, then you must live the rest of your earthly lives controlled by God's will and not by human desires. Friends, I want to encourage you. God's will is amazing. God has an incredible plan for your life. And now with all those different things, I want you to do this. I love to do this is when I listen to a message, I go back and then I say, okay, I want to ask myself a few questions and we're about to close. But in closing, what's the real reason I'm feeling this way? What's the real reason? I mean, that goes back to what we were talking about earlier, right? Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's worry. Maybe it's hooked into something someone said years and years ago. You know, and as the team comes up, you know, in a minute, it's crazy when you think about all of the things that are happening today, even on Memorial Day weekend. Right now, maybe there's stuff happening that's driving your emotions as you're worshiping with us today. And we're going to sing a song in a second that, man, is one of the songs that makes so much sense is if we take control of our emotions, then man, we can fight any battle. Here's another question. Is it true? Is what I'm feeling right now true? You know, I think of the story in the Bible about Elijah. And there's a point where Elijah, man, he really gets down, discouraged, you know, depressed. He comes crying to God and he's like complaining. He's like, God, I'm the only one in the entire nation of Israel left serving you. And God challenges him. And he's like, are you kidding me? Of course, it's paraphrased. I've got all these people who are still serving me. Why are you acting like this? You're acting like you're the only one trying to do the right thing in the whole world. No, that's not true. So we have to ask ourselves, is it true or is it just the way I feel? And the third question I want us to maybe ask ourselves is, what am I feeling? Is what I'm feeling helping me or is it hurting me? Sometimes this is the simplest thing to change an emotion is by simply saying, is what I'm feeling right now, is this going to help me or is it going to hurt me? In other words, will I get what I want by continuing to feel this way? So we got to ask ourselves in this, you know, is this emotion actually getting me to where I want to go? Because again, we could be happy. I want to put that emoji up. We could be very happy. Or we could easily be really sad. We can be walking around crying. And it's like, man, what do we do? Oh man, you don't understand. Or there's the whole opposite. We can be so mad. It's like, I don't just need a mask to cover maybe what's coming in. I need a mask to cover what's going out. So in closing, I want to ask you this. I want to give you a statement. I ask you one more question. Is once you own your emotions, can you control them? Yes, you can. And when your emotions are in control, you can focus them towards what matters most, loving God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and loving your neighbor as yourself, as we find in Matthew. So I want to revisit those. We can guard our heart. Emotions, feelings are often unreliable. We got to control or be controlled. God cannot rule our lives if emotions rule our lives, and we all want to succeed. And today, friend, if you want to succeed and you say, man, I've never said that prayer, I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. I want to lead you in a prayer right from where you're at. And once you say this prayer, we can go to faithchurch.com and we want to help you on what this next step is. But wherever you're at right now, I want you to say this prayer with me. Say, dear God, come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and make me new. Right now, I confess my sins, and I make you my Lord and Savior. My past is my past, and my future is brand new. In Jesus' mighty name, come on, and everybody said amen.
Thank you so much for listening today, and I want to encourage you to share this podcast, and here's the reasons why. You know, a lot of times we see our friends and they don't tell us what's really going on. You go, hey, Bob, are you all right? And they're like, yeah, I'm fine. But deep down in their soul, something's going on. And I believe today there were certain things that was said that perhaps would help your friends. So now that you've subscribed, why don't you just text them? Let them know about this resource that's available. Of course, you can check out more sermons at faithchurch.com. And I love praying for you, trying to encourage you in the best way that I can. And I think the best thing we can do is to encourage one another by sharing these podcasts.